Hello and welcome to this fourth show of the English Speaking Partners program. For those of you who are listening for the first time, let me say just a few words about this project. In English Speaking Partners, students from different countries and different cultures, of course, meet up to speak in English. They talk about themselves and aspects of their backgrounds and experience, which can sometimes be very different and are always very interesting. Today's topic is movies, and today's English-speaking partners are Khurram Imran from Pakistan and Adrian from Romania. They are going to talk about various aspects of films they enjoy and the kind of actors they like. And as well as talking together, they will be playing the tracks of their choice. So relax and listen to Imran and Adrian.
Hello, Imran.
Hello. Yes, this is Khurram and
Adrian. Hello.
Today, as per Rosanna, we will discuss about movies. Shortly, we will discuss on our favorite movies.
Okay, so tell me about your favorite movie, like which you choose for telling.
My favorite types of movies are mainly romance, comedy and thrills.
Okay, so which one you chose for telling the story?
Many movies. It is hard to say only one or two. I think it can be The Proposal. This is 2009 movie, and as I recently watched and have the unique story.
But tell me, what's that unique story that you are telling about this movie?
Actually, unique story. The main star of the movie are Sandra Bullock as Margaret Tate and Ryan Reynolds as Andrew Paxton.
Okay.
Margaret is the executive editor-in-chief of a book publishing company, strongly disliked in office for her bossy. After learning she is being deported to Canada, she forces her assistant Andrew to marry her. Andrew agreed as he also wants to publish his book and for an editorship.
Okay. So, what's the unique part of the story?
Actually, unique part starts in between. In order to sell a lie, they both went to Andrea's home in Alaska, Sitka.
Mm, interesting.
After in a while, Margaret realized how much trouble she is making for Andrew. During the wedding ceremony, Margaret decided she could not marry Andrew and confesses the business arrangement in front of everyone.
Oh, this is a nice love story between them.
Yes. Andrew's grandmother has a heart attack while trying to stop them, and she convinces Andrew's father and Andrew to quiet arguing before she passes away. Yeah. Because the reason was that Andrew doesn't want to marry Margaret, but when Andrew's father was that Andrew should not marry with her. So, in opposite of him, he want to marry Margaret. Once they agree, his grandmother relieves she had faked heart attack.
She faked. Very interesting.
Then Andrews go back to New York and confesses his love scene in front of entire office. Once again, they agreed to marry, but this time for real.
Okay, nice movie and nice love story. We should see it all.
Yes.
All of us, we should see the movie.
Yes, actually this was the interesting in between. But if you will watch in start, then you will think that it is a bore movie.
Yeah.
So
I should see it. So now let's listen to one song that I chose. It's called Talk from Coldplay.
Get through. I've
What a nice song you have selected, Adrian.
Did you like it?
Huh? Yes, of course. Very good music.
I'm glad that you like the song, because it's a English song, and it's a band from UK.
Okay, so the nice original English language.
Exactly.
Okay. What are your favorite movies?
I wanted to, because we are speaking about comedy romance. Okay. I wanted to talk to you about the movie Leap Year.
Leap Year. Very strange title.
Yeah.
What is the connection between the title and the story of the movie?
Yeah, the connection between the title is that, you know, leap year means that on each 4 years, the month February has one day extra. It's 29 instead of 28.
Yes, 29 days of February.
So in Irish tradition, on this day, any woman can propose to his boyfriend to marry.
Oh, very strange. So very only strange. One day in 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. One day each 4 years. I wanted to talk about the movie in which the main characters are Anna, Amy Adams, who wanted to go to Dublin to propose to her boyfriend to marry her on the exact 29 February.
Okay.
But her wish was stopped by a series of events. First was the plane, who was diverted to some other town. After that, she rented a boat to get to Dublin, but because of the storm, she was forced to ashore.
Okay. This not looks like romantic movies.
Yeah,
it's like thrilling movies, because a lot of incidents.
Let me tell you what happened next. She got into a small town where she wanted to go to rent a taxi or something to go to Dublin. And she met one Irish innkeeper, Declan, Matthew Good. And she made a deal with him to pay some amount of money to get her to Dublin.
Oh, real romance.
He accepted soon, because he had some debts, some taxes to pay, and he wanted some money extra.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, so in this trip to Dublin, it happened another series of comic events, in which both of them started to feel something for each other.
Oh, romance started.
Romance started. So, the most interesting part that I liked for the movie is that he asked her what he could take in 60 seconds from the house which was burning.
Okay.
So she find out that she is in love with him, and this is
the end of the story.
End of the story, yeah.
Okay.
Happy ending.
Okay. So have a song then.
Now let's listen to your song.
Thank you.
Nice song. I heard something about Pakistan. What about the song?
Yes, actually this is called normally second anthem of Pakistan. Because it was the first pop national song that was produced in 1989 by Vital Signs. Uh-huh. And this was actually the pop group in Pakistan at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very famous song in all over the Pakistan.
Okay. So let's talk about your second movie. What about?
So my second movie is The Dreamers.
The Dreamers.
Yes.
Like a dream.
Yes, someone dreaming about. Normally, youth people dreams. That's why this movie is about the youth, especially about the students of, based on the students of France, during students' riots mm-hmm. in 1968.
Oh.
Yes.
Long time ago.
Yes.
So, tell me about the story.
From story, I would like to tell you about the. This was the production of France, UK, and Italy, different companies from three countries, and it was the story of our American students that came in France for study French, and then he. Accidentally met with a girl, French girl, named Isabel, or real name is Eva Green. Then his brother, Thayo.
Ah.
Then they both, three of them, attracted each other, and they fall in love. And also the students' rights, also some explanation about their discussion about the rights, and something like this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting movie. So, what's the most important thing that we can discover?
Yes, this film actually makes several references to various movies of classical and new wave cinema, incorporating clips from films that are often imitated by the actors in particular scenes. That's actually the reason.
So, it's a drama.
Yes, this is actually the drama movie.
Uh-huh, okay.
And
But sounds interesting.
Yes,
sounds interesting. I didn't see it, so I should see it.
Yes, it also shows that the American students were also normally go to Cinemathco franchise. That I cannot speak
cinema
purely.
Franchise.
Yes. And actually, he got there. The friendship with Eva Green.
Okay.
That's the main reason. Actually, that's true.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
So now let's hear my second song, which is Nirvana.
Okay.
Old rock band.
So
enjoy.
Rock music then.
As a friend, as a friend, as I know.
nice song. Do you like rock music?
Yeah, I like rock music. I chose the melody because I tried once to play the classic guitar, but it wasn't so good, so I remained only with the listening of rock music.
Only listening, not
rock ballads. Rock ballads, especially, I like more.
Okay. Yeah. Nice then.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one is the second movie that you have selected for discussion?
My second movie is a different type. Like it's an action drama. The name of the movie is The Last Samurai.
Yes, this is a historical movie.
Historical movie in which I wanted to tell you that. How the modern world influenced the traditions of old countries like Japan, in which the action happened.
Okay. It means that the main theme of the movie is also about the samurais.
About the samurais, yeah.
Yes, okay.
It's like one rich guy from Japan wanted to build something and the samurais opposed to this, job. And... they bought firearms from United States and also hired a captain to teach them to use them. So he was captured by the samurais.
Okay.
In one battle, and he lived for a couple of months within the samurais, and he learned the ways of life, and he find out that they had. A reason for doing that, to oppose, to keep the tradition alive. So he fought side by side with them against the Japan army.
Okay.
Till the end, till only one was left. He
only one samurai left.
Only one samurai, which was American, but he learned very good the ways of the samurais.
Okay. So then he was only the left, and then he was remained always, or it was the end of the samurais.
No, it was only one, the last samurai, which remained to teach the others, the next generations, the ways of the samurais.
Okay.
So the story of the movie is very amazing. You should see the movie. It's very tempting and.
Okay, I will try to watch the movie.
Yeah.
First, but what is the most interesting thing that you think in the movie?
That the most interesting thing is that we have to maintain the traditions about our culture, about every culture, you know.
Yes, of
course. The best way to do.
Yes. Okay. Now listen to the second song of mine. That is from the course.
Uh-huh.
That is an Irish band, actually.
Irish band, oh.
And it is
nice.
A very popular song. What Can I Do to Make You Love Me?
Okay.
Okay. Listen.
To make you feel
About romantic comedies and historical movies from Khurram and Adrian. I'm sure after this show everybody knows more about our students' taste. So, see you next time on English Speaking Partners.